So when anything new and successful comes out, there's always someone around who wants to take it down, take a shot at it, condemn, criticize it. And of course, one of the strongest criticisms that I'm aware of is the supposed high degree of injury risk in CrossFit. An article recently compared CrossFit to mountain biking or snowboarding in terms of risk. So how do you respond to someone that says, well, I'm not going to do CrossFit because it's almost guaranteed that I'm going to get injured in a very short period of time? And obviously, look at the weights, look at the intensity, and some of those guys are hackers and they don't have ideal form. So it's obvious to me, standing by looking at that without actually doing it, that I'm not going to go into that because I don't want to get injured. How do you respond to that?
When I first heard of some of these sort of accusations, I was a little surprised myself. But of course, going online and seeing some of these videos, like the ones that you've mentioned there, that these situations are examples, yeah, for sure. There's, like anything in life, I mean, if it's done improperly with the poor technique, then there's going to be much higher incidence of injury. You know, life itself, unless you just sit on the floor and do nothing, there's going to be a chance of injury. So, as you know, I talked about with nutrition, it's all about damage control, so reducing the damage. So the attention needs to be focused on technique. And that's where, I mean, the responsibility of the coaches comes in, where they don't jump right to intensity as the foremost thing, but bring that in last. And CrossFit does advocate that. They want people to have the technique down and be able to do the movements properly before they start adding all that intensity in there. Yes, they want us to work out hard, but not at the expense of, you know, blowing shoulders out and knees out and all these different things. So going through the information that Glassman has put out, I think he's done a very good job of putting that out there, encouraging people to do it the right way. They're all about education. When you go to the main site or any of the journals they have, they've got quite a broad range of tools that you can use to educate yourself, whether it's videos. They're very much about teaching people how to do the movements properly. And as the movements become better, then you can keep increasing your intensity. And then it becomes a very fine line. You know, when you get into that really high level, of course, then it's a really fine line to the intensity and a chance of maybe injuring yourself. But that's, of course, the elite people, the top of the game. And if they're willing to push it that far and maybe injure themselves in the game or something, it's another story. But for the average person, I don't see it as being a major factor in the decision to get involved with CrossFit. If the technique is there and the coaching is there, then they should be able to approach it, I would say, with no worries and just enjoy the movements.